回到罗尼迦后书第二章第十三节，主所爱的弟兄们，我们本该常为你们感谢神，因为他从起初拣选了你们，叫你们因信真道，又被圣灵感动，成为圣洁，得以能得以得救。神借着我们所传的福音，召你们到这地步，好得着我们主耶稣基督的荣光。所以弟兄们，你们要站立得稳，凡所领受的教训，不仅是我们口传的，是信当写的，都要坚守。但愿我们主耶稣基督和那爱我们、开恩将永远的安慰并美好的盼望赐给我们的父神，安慰你们的心，并且在一切善行善有上坚固你们。让我们同心祷告。
Let us pray with one heart.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你召集我们来敬拜你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for calling us to come before you to worship.
让你的灵运行在我们的当中。
May the Holy Spirit move freely among us.
安静我们的心。
Calm our hearts.
把我们心中的顾虑挪开。
Remove the worries in our hearts.
让你的话语能够进入我们的心中。
So your words can enter into our hearts.
让我们的敬拜能够达到你的面前。
May our worship be able to reach you.
主啊，我们将以下的时间完全的交托在你的手中。
Lord, we lift up the following time in your hands.
愿主看顾保守。
Please watch over us and protect us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章、第五章谈到关于主耶稣基督再来的事情。
Paul had mentioned in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and 5 about the second return of Jesus Christ.
那么圣经告诉我们，有一天主耶稣基督将会回来审判这个世界。
The Bible also tells us that one day Jesus will return to judge this world.
那么当保罗写了帖撒罗尼迦前书之后，
And after Paul wrote 1 Thessalonians,
那么过了不久，就有人冒着保罗的名，写信给帖撒罗尼迦的信徒。
Shortly after that, somebody have forged his name and wrote a letter to the church in Thessalonica.
而且说主的日子已经来到了。
Telling them that the day of the Lord is here.
那么因此保罗必须写了帖撒罗尼迦后书来纠正他们这个错误的教义。
And so Paul must write this the second Thessalonians to correct the doctrine.
那么从帖撒罗尼迦前书跟后书整体来说，讲到耶稣基督再来的经文，也不少。
And if you look at both 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, the scriptures mentioned about Jesus' return are numerous.
那么虽然保罗谈到关于这个将来的事情，这经文确实是不少。
So even though Paul had mentioned a lot about the future or the return of Jesus,
所以在帖撒罗尼迦后书结束的时候，保罗就以这个实际的教义教导来劝勉这个帖撒罗尼迦的信徒。
So in the closing remarks, he used some practical teaching to tell the Christians there.
明白圣经的预言是很重要的事情。
To understand the prophecies of the Bible is a very important.
但是活出圣经的真理更加重要。
But the more important thing is to live the truth of the Bible.
那么，所以保罗盼望帖撒罗尼迦的信徒，当他们明白这个关于耶稣基督再来的事情之后
，So Paul was hoping that after they understand the thing about Jesus coming back.
所以在等待耶稣基督再来的时候，活出一个蒙神喜悦的生活。
And while they are waiting for his return, to live a life that is pleasing to God.
那么从今天这段经文
，And from the scripture today，
那么圣经谈到基督徒应当明白的基本的一些真理。
He talk about some of the basic doctrine that a Christian should know。
那么首先，一个人得到神的救恩是因为神的呼召。
First of all, a person who is saved is because he was called by God。
那么神把得救的人从万人之中拣选出来。
He called or chose people from all.
那么成为他的儿女。
To become his children.
那么就好像神 召祭拣选以色列人成为他的选民一样。
Just like God called the Israelites to be His chosen people.
所以在十三节，我们看到主所爱的弟兄们呐、我们本该常为你们感谢神，因为他从起初拣选了你们。
So in verse 13 it says, But we ought always to thank God for you, brothers, loved by the Lord, because from the beginning God chose you to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through believing in truth.
所以一个人得到神的救恩是因为神拣选了他。
So a person to receive salvation is because God has chosen him.
神的拣选是一个奥秘。
God's preordination is a mystery.
我们不能够完全了解这个真理。
We cannot fully understand this truth.
所以刚才我念那些经文，他讲到在万物还没有被创造以前，神已经拣选了那些得救的人。
So in the verse that I just read, it says that from the beginning, God has chosen you even before the creation.
所以在以弗所书第一章第四节这么说。
So in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 it says,
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁、无瑕、无耻。
For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight.
神爱世人，他爱每一个人。
God loved the world and he loved everyone.
但是不是每一个人都得到神的救恩
？But not everyone will receive salvation.
只有被他所拣选的人能够得到这个救恩。
Only those who are chosen by him can receive this salvation.
所以神的拣选是难以明白的。
So God's choosing people is difficult for us to understand.
但却是奇妙的。
But it's wonderful.
我也不明白为什么神拣选我。
I don't understand why God would choose me.
但我却经历到神奇异的恩典。
But I have experienced the amazing grace of God.
神拣选我，借着我的大哥把福音传给我。
God chose me through my older brother.
我的大哥是我全家里面第一个信耶稣的人。
My older brother is the first one of my whole family to believe in Christ.
那么他在中学毕业后就从马来西亚到新加坡去念书。
So after he graduated from high school, he went to Singapore to further his study.
然后并且在那边工作。
And he worked there.
所以他一边读书一边工作。
So he studied and worked at the same time.
那么后来他信了耶稣。
And later he believed in Jesus.
那么在春节的时候他就回家。
And during spring break he went home.
During the Chinese New Year.
During the Chinese New Year he went home.
所以他也把福音带回家。
And so he brought forth the gospel.
我就是他第一个对象。
I was his first object.
那么后来我也信了耶稣。
And later I also believed in Christ.
那是已经将近三十年前的事情。
And that's nearly 30 years ago.
因为我的家里有一个人信了耶稣。
Because there was one in my family believed in Jesus.
那么今天我的家跟我的亲戚一共有大概二十五位人信了耶稣。
And so today there are about 25 in my family believing in Jesus.
所以神的恩典临到我的家。
So God's grace come upon my family.
都是因为神拣选了我们。
And it's because God have chosen us.
我想在众可能你有经历过神的救恩。
I know some of you have experienced God's grace.
可能你经历过神所给你的恩典。
Maybe you have also experienced the blessing from Him.
所以被神拣选的人
Those who are chosen by him
就好像一个被领养的孩子一样
It's just like an adopted child
被领养的孩子跟一个亲生的孩子不一样
There's a difference between an adopted child and one that was blood related
被领养的孩子是从很多孩子当中被选出来
The one who is adopted are chosen out of many
然后成为别人的孩子
And they become the child of anotherFamily.
但是一个亲生的孩子不是被选出来的。
But a child born into the family were not chosen.
所以一个信耶稣得救的人，好像一个被领养的孩子一样。
So a person who believes in Jesus is just like an adopted child.
从万人之中被拣选出来。
He is chosen out of many.
每一个得救的人。
everyone who is saved.
圣经告诉我们，在世界，在宇宙还没有被创造之前。
The Bible tells us even before the universe was created.
神已经拣选了他们。
God has already chosen.
所以这是何等荣幸的事情。
So this is such a glorious thing.
所以每一个得救的人在神的眼中是一个很贵重的人。
Everyone who believed in him is one of high position.
所以当神把这个救恩赐给那些得救的人之后。
And so when God gave them the salvation,
神是借着圣灵感动一个人。
Through the Holy Spirit, he touched a person.
就如第十三节这么说。
Just like in verse 13 it says.
他说主所爱的弟兄们啊，我们本该安慰你们感谢神。因为他从起初拣选了你们，叫你们因信真道，又有圣灵感动，成为圣洁，能以得救。
But we ought always to thank God for you, brothers loved by the Lord, because from the beginning God chose you to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through believing the truth.
和一个信耶稣得救的人，是因为圣灵的感动。
So one who believed and was saved is through the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们的责任就是把这个福音传给别人。
Our responsibility is to tell others about this gospel.
我们一个人相信耶稣得救，完完全全是圣灵的工作。
And a person who is saved, it is because of the work.
然后我曾经见过一些人听了福音听了很久。
I have seen some people, they have heard the gospel for a long time.
然后有一天他突然间明白了。
One day, all of a sudden, he understood.
然后他的心门打开了。
And he opened his heart.
然后神的爱包容着他。
And God's love encircled him.
我甚至看过一些人在接受耶稣基督的时候，一直在流泪。
I have seen people who accept Christ, they would weep continuously.
然后在那个时刻，他就邀请耶稣基督进入他的生命。
And at that time, they asked Jesus Christ to go into their heart.
我认识一位主内的弟兄。
I know of a brother in Christ.
然后他和他的太太去教会去了两三年的时间。
He and his wife has gone to church for about 2 to 3 years.
如果在城市里面有什么布道会或者培灵会的话。
If there are any revival meeting in a city.
他都去参加。
He would go.
他做这些事情已经做了两三年的时间。
So he has done this for 2 to 3 years.
然后他告诉我他接受耶稣基督的经历。
He told me the experience when he became saved.
他说有一天晚上。
He said one night.
10:05的时候。
About 10:05.
我突然间我明白了。
All of a sudden I understand.
我就打开我的心门，让耶稣进入我的心中。
So I opened my heart and asked Jesus to enter.
成为我个人的救主。
To become my personal savior.
所以一个人信耶稣是因为圣灵感动他。
So a person come to know Christ is because of the work of the Holy Spirit.
直到他能够成为一个圣洁的人。
So that he can become a holy person.
或者圣经讲使他成为一个圣徒。
Or maybe the Bible also says he may become a saint.
一个得救，一个成为基督徒的人，他的地位从今以后不一样了。
A person who is saved, who has salvation, his position is different then.
因为圣经称他为圣徒。
Because the Bible calls him a saint.
就如罗马书这样告五章一节告诉我们。
Just like in Romans chapter 5 verse 1 it tells us.
我们既因信称义，神借着我们的主耶稣基督与神。
Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以神的福音是神的救恩是透过神的福音。
So God's salvation is through the gospel.
我们借着人把福音传给别人。
And through a person passing on this gospel.
所以帖撒罗尼迦的信徒他们得到这个救恩。
The Christians in Thessalonica received this salvation.
是因为保罗、希拉跟提摩太把这个福音传给他们。
It's because Paul, Silas, and Timothy has brought them the gospel.
所以十四节这么说。
So in verse 14 it says,
神借着我们所传的福音召你们到这地步，好得着我们主耶稣基督的荣光。
He called you to this through our gospel, that you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以神呼召那些得救的人。
So God called those who are saved.
神拣选他们。
God have chosen them.
以致他们能够得到耶稣基督所赐的荣光。
So that they can receive the glory from Jesus Christ.
所以当帖撒罗尼迦的信徒当他们经历到那个苦难的时候。
So as the Christians in Thessalonica suffer.
但是有一天他们将会经历到耶稣基督的荣光。
One day though, they will receive the glory of Jesus Christ.
所以基督徒是被神蒙召出来的。
So Christians are called by God.
就好像彼得前书第二章第九节这么说。
It's just like in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9 it says.
他说基督徒成为精尊的祭司，圣洁的国度，属神的子民。
That you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation.
所以基督徒是尊贵的人。
So Christians are noble people.
那么既然神把我们呼召出来，成为尊贵的人。
And God called us to become a chosen people.
我们应当如何回应他的呼召？
How should we respond to his calling?
一辆买回来的车子。
A car that is bought.
必有它的用途。
Must have its usage.
我们知道车子买回来是用来载人的。
We know that if you buy a car, you want to take passengers.
把我们从这个地方带到另外一个地方。
To take us from one place to the next.
如果车子只是把它收在车库里面的话。
If you buy a car and put it in the garage.
就失去了它的用途。
Then it lost its purpose.
所以同样的，当一个人被神呼召出来的时候。
Similarly, as one is called by God.
成为一个圣徒。
To become a saint.
必须回应神的呼召。
Must respond to this calling.
那么这个回应就是在第十五节。
And this response is in verse 15.
他说：“所以弟兄们，你们要站立得稳，凡所领受的教训，不只是我们口传的，是书上写的，都要谨守。”
So then, brothers, stand firm and hold to the teachings we passed on to you, whether by word of mouth or by letter.
那么请注意这节经文有两个字，所以。
There is a word here in this verse. It says so. Then.
我每次讲，如果看到所以的话，你需要注意上文。
I often said if there is a so then you need to pay attention to the previous verses.
所以这里讲的所以就是告诉我们你要注意十三节跟十四节。
It says so then here means you need to pay attention to verses 13 and 14.
十三节跟十四节就是刚才我所讲过的事情。
And what was said in 13 and 14 is what I've just taught.
就是神从万人之中把我们呼召出来，成为一个得救的人。
And it is that God had called us out of many to be saved.
所以一个被神蒙召出来得救的人，必有他的责任。
So a person who is called and chosen must have his responsibility.
所以我们知道做父母有做父母的责任。
So we know there's responsibility of parents.
我们当孩子的也有当孩子的责任。
We have responsibility as children.
那么同样的，神把我们呼召出来成为他的儿女。
Similarly, God called us to be His children.
必有他的责任。
We must have our responsibility.
所以当这个英国的英女王这个维多利亚。
The Queen of England, Queen Victoria.
当她还很小的时候。
When she was little.
她不知道她将来会成为英国的女王。
She didn't know that she's going to be the queen in the future.
所以她的导师就用了很多的方法来教导这个小女孩。
Her teacher used different methods to try to teach her.
所以为她做好准备。
To prepare her for the future.
但是这些导师感到很不耐，很无奈。
But the teachers get frustrated.
因为他们所做的事情不能够激发这个维多利亚。
Because no matter what they do, they cannot motivate her.
这个维多利亚这个小女孩对她的学业一点都不看重。
Victoria did not pay attention to to her learning.
那么最后她的老师决定告诉她，有一天你将会成为英国的女王。
So finally, the teacher told her, one day you are going to be.The Queen of England.
那么当他听了之后，
and after she heard that,
他就告诉自己，
she told herself,
必须要好好的做。
I need to be good.
可以让他能够明白，他将来是一个啊、要承受那至高的呼召的时候。
So as she understands that in the future she's going to have to fulfill the high calling.
所以当他明白这件事情，这点之后，这一点之后。
And as she understands the fact.
他就认真的去学习，尽他的责任。
Then she learned earnestly to fulfill her responsibility.
所以既然神呼召我们成为一个得救的人，
So as God called us to be saved,
我们应当成为一个被神使用的人。
We need to be one who is used by God.
我们尽我们的责任，以致我们能够得到属神，得到他的荣耀。
To fulfill our responsibility so that God can receive His glory.
所以在面对苦难的时候，我们能够在真理上站立的稳，而且坚守着真理。
So as we face suffering, we can stand firm in our faith.
就如十五节这么说。
As in verse 15 it says,
凡所领受的教训，不记是我们口传的，是经上写的，都要持守。
So then, brothers, stand firm and hold to the teachings we pass on to you, whether by word of mouth or by letter.
所以这节经文讲到在初期的时候圣经不是用口传的。
So this verse tells us in the early time, the Bible was taught by word of mouth.
那么后来神透过这些使徒把这些口传的把它写在这个圣经上。
And then later, through these authors, God had them write down the truth.
所以在提摩太前书第三章十六节这么说。
So in 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 it says,
他说圣经都是神所默示的，以教训、督责、使人归正、教导人、学义，都是有益的。那么圣经的真理不是来自人，是来自神。
The fact, the truth from the Bible is not from people. It is from God.
所以神借着人，借着圣灵，把神的话语写成这个圣经。
And through God, these people write down the truth and become the Bible.
所以刚才我们看那些经文，他说保罗用了两个动词。
And the verse that we just looked at, Paul used two verbs.
他劝勉教会，劝勉信徒不要离弃神的真理。
He encouraged the Christians not to stray away from truth.
所以保罗对他们说，你们要站立得稳，而且要坚守这个真理。
And so Paul said you need to stand firm and hold to the teachings.
那么很多时候我们看到当教会离开神的真理的时候，
As we see, as the church stray from the truth,
就是因为他们在真理上没有站立得稳，
And it's because they did not stand firm.
而且他们没有坚守这真理，
And they did not hold on to the truth.
那么一个很典型的例子就是在十五、十六世纪的时候，
And one classic example is during the 15th and 16th century.
我们知道在当时的时代只有一个教会。
We know that during that time there's only one church.
就是天主教。
And it is the Catholic Church.
所以天主教或者 Catholic, 它的意思就是讲到 Universal Church.
The word Catholic means it is a universal church.
就是一个普世的教会。
It is a universal church.
所以当时只有个教会。
So there was only one church at that time.
当时没有像今天有个不同各样不同的宗派。
There is no denomination.
那么当时的教会因为离开了神的真理。
But because then they left or they stray away from the truth.
所以进入一个很黑暗的一个时代。
They enter a dark age.
但是感谢主，神也差派一些持守真理的人在那个时候出现。
But thank God, God has also sent for people who will stand firm to the truth.
比如说马丁路德跟加尔文。
Martin Luther and
Calvin. 这些人都是持守真理的人。
These are people who hold on to the truth.
所以神使用他们把这个真理带回来教会。
And so God used them to bring the truth back into the church.
所以今天。 们发觉到教会今天的教会有两大主流。
So you can note, you will notice that there are two mainstream of the church.
啊，一个就是天主教。
One is Catholic.
啊，然后就是一个今天的啊这个啊所谓英文叫做 Protestant Church.
And the other one is the Protestant Church.
所以感谢主，当时兴起这些人来持守真理。
So thank God that he raised up these people to hold on to the truth.
那么以致我们今天有这本圣经成为我们信仰的根基。
And so that we can have this Bible as the foundation of our faith.
我们也知道这些这些神使用的人。
We know that these people are used by God.
当他们持守这个真理的时候。
And as they hold on to the truth.
他们付上很大的代价。
They pay a great price.
他们受到迫害。
They suffer persecution.
啊，他们甚至失去他们的生命。
They also eventually lost their lives.
所以，既然我们是被神呼召出来的
，So since we are called by God,
成为一个得救的人
，to be saved,
我们圣经告诉我们，我们应当尽我们的责任在真理上站立的。
The Bible tells us we must pay attention and stand firm.And hold on to the truth.
而且持守着这个真理。
And to hold on to this truth.
无论在什么困难之下。
No matter what difficult situation we're in.
我们不可以以圣经的真理来妥协。
We cannot compromise the Bible truth.
基督徒的生活是一个属灵的生活。
A Christian life is a spiritual life.
是一个超自然的生活。
It is a supernatural life.
所以当一个人听了福音之后他得到这个救恩
So as a person hear the gospel and receive the salvation
圣经告诉我们他是一个新造的人
The Bible tells us he is a new creature
而且圣灵住在他的里面
And that the Holy Spirit lives within him
那么从今以后活着的不再是他
And the one who is living is not, no longer himself
而是基督耶稣活在他里面
But it is Jesus Christ living through him
就如加拉太书第二章第二十节这么说。
Just like in Galatians chapter 2:20, it says,
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
所以基督徒的生活不是靠我们自己的力量来活的。
So a Christian's life does not depend on our own strength.
是靠着那加给我们力量的圣灵。
And it is through the strength of the Holy Spirit.
如果你看十六、十七节的话，你就明白。
If you look at verses 16 and 17, then you understand.
因为神必供应这个资源给我们活这个生活。
Because God will provide the resources for us to live.
请我们注意第十六节这一个字。
Please pay attention to this one word in verse 16.
十六节有一个字讲到赞念我们的主耶稣基督和那爱我们的父神。
It says, May our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God our Father.
我们发觉到这句经文里面有一个主哦。
In this verse there is one word, Lord.
如果你看到这个主的时候这个主呢在旧约圣经里面它的中文是翻译成耶和华。
And this word Lord in the Old Testament it is translated as Jehovah.
那么在旧约圣经里面你会发觉到希伯来文就是第二行那个字希伯来文。
And you can also see in the Hebrew word, which is the second line from the top.
那么希伯来文是从右手边看到左手边。
And Hebrews, you read from the right to left.
所以第一行的那个就是它的基本上就是它的翻译。
So on the first line, you see basically it's a translation.
Transliteration. 就是 YHWH.
So it's YHWH.
所以这个如果你看这个字母的话 ，YHWH 只有古 音。
If you just look at the letter,
they only have consonants.
They only have consonants.
因为如果你要拼一个音的时候，一定要有辅音跟元音。
Because if you're going to make a word out of it, you must have consonants and vowels.
但是你发觉到这个 YHWH 是没有没有元音的。
And you can notice that there is no vowels in this.
所以不能够不能够发音。
So you cannot pronounce it.
所以当时的以色列人他们敬拜这位神的时候
，So as the Israelites worship this God，
所以他们就用这个名词来称这位神。
So they use this one noun to call this God。
所以因为这位神是这么圣洁、这么伟大
，Because this God is so holy and great，
所以他们不能够用一个音来发音的一个名词来称这位神。
They cannot use a word to call him。
所以第三行你看到 Yahweh。
So in the third line you see the word Yahweh。
所以你发觉到YHWH 它加了两个元音。
So you can see that they added two vowels in YHWH。
就是 A 跟 E。
You can see it is A and E。
其实如果你看旧约希伯来圣经的时候，你只是发觉到第一行那个 YHWH 却没有这个 Yahweh 出现。
So if you look at the Hebrews, you will not see the Yahweh word. You will only see YHWH.
这些是翻译圣经的人用的名字。
These are added by the person who translated.
所以这个 Jehovah 或者耶和华这个名称，其实在圣经不是真正这个名字。
So if you see the word Jehovah,the Bible original language really do not have this word.
所以这个名词是在十六世纪的时候翻译圣经的人把它翻译成这个名称。
This now, this name was actually added during the translation process in the 16th
century. 所以在新约圣经的时候，它的名称相称的名称就翻译成这个主。
And so in the New Testament time, then they translate the equivalent into Lord.
所以刚才你看到那些经文的主。
Just now, as you look at the verse, it says Lord.
所以这个字很重要。
This word is important.
那么到底我们相信这位神是谁？
The one who we believe, who is he?
那么这位神，这位主，就是旧约圣经里面讲那个 YHWH。
This Lord is actually the same as the one in the Old Testament, which is the YHWH.
他是那位创始成终的主。
He is the one that is a self-existent.
他是那位创造天地万物的主。
And he is the one who is the creator of heaven and earth.
在天地万物还没有被创造之前，他已经在那边了。
Before the creation of all things, he already exists.
就像约翰使徒约翰写约翰福音的时候。
Just like when the apostle John wrote First John.
第一章第一节他这么说。
In John 1:1 it says.
他说太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
So in the beginning there was God, in the beginning there was Word, the Word was with God, and the Word is God.
所以你能想象到一个得救的人，他的主就是这位神。
So if you imagine the one who is saved, the Lord of this one.Is that God?
所以你可以想象到，我们身为一个得救的人，我们的父神是就是这位神。
So as a saved child, our Father is this God.
而且这位神将会提供我们这些资源来活这个基督徒的生活。
And this God is going to provide for us to live this life.
所以这位神是一位很富有的神。
This God is a wealthy God.
他是一位万能的神。
He is an all-powerful God.
所以当神呼召我们成为一个得救的人的时候，
So as God calls us to be saved,
他要求我们在真理上站立得稳。
He wants us to stand firm.
他要求我们持守着真理。
And he wants us to hold on to the truth.
他并没有邀请我们靠着自己的力量来活这个生活。
He did not ask us to live this life according to our own strength.
因为他会提供我们一切的需要。
Because he will provide for all our needs.
只要我们愿意投靠他。
As long as we're willing to rely on him.
我在1916年的时候，一个人的名字叫做 Hetty Green。
In 1916, there is a person called Hetty Green.
那么 Hetty Green 在那一年就去世了。
She passed away during that time.
所以 Hetty Green 她的生命非常悲剧。
Her life is a tragedy.
她好像一个没有生命的人活在人的当中。
She's like a lifeless person living among them.
所以当这个 Hetty 去世的时候，她的产业，她的价值有$10,000,000。
And as she passed away, her worth is $100,000,000.
所以你可以想象到1916年$10,000,000是很多很多的钱。
And you can imagine in 1916, $100,000,000 is a lot of money.
所以虽然她有这么多的产业，
even though she has this much,
但她却活在贫穷当中。
But she lives in poverty.
所以她吃的燕麦啊是冷的。
She eat cold oatmeal.
因为她感觉到如果要把这个燕麦烧热的，要用钱嘛。
Because she felt that if she heat up the oatmeal, it's going to cost.
所以当她的孩子在脚发炎的时候
，And as her child's foot get infected,
这个 Hetty 没有立刻把她带去看医生。
Hetty didn't bring her child to see a doctor.
所以还要等到。到因为医生不收钱的。
She has to wait until there's a doctor that will not take money.
但是后来他的孩子的脚必须被锯掉。
But by then, the foot has to be amputated.
所以这个 Hetty 就这么过了他的一生。
So that's how she lived.
他有很多的钱财能够供应他的生活。
She has a lot of money.
但他却选择过一个贫穷的生活。
But she chose to live a poor life.
是的，很多基督徒好像 Hetty 这样。
Actually, a lot of Christians are just like Hetty.
虽然他们有一个很富有的天父。
Even though they have a very bountiful father.
他们有一个创始成终、创造万物的神。
And they have a creator as their father.
但他们却活在这个贫穷当中。
But they live in poverty.
那么既然神呼召我们成为一个得救的人，
Does God call us to be saved?
我们应当在这个真理上站立的稳。
We need to stand firm on this truth.
我们应当持守这个真理。
We need to hold on to the truth.
我们应当向他支取所有的资源。
We need to ask him for what we need.
来过一个蒙神喜悦的生活。
To live a life that is pleasing to him.Let us bow our head and pray.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your words.
求主帮助我们认清我们是拣选的一群。
Help us to know that we are the chosen one.
我们是得救的人。
We are saved.
我们是受你蒙召的。
We are called by you.
所以我们必须回应你对我们的呼召。
We must respond to your calling.
我们必须在真理上站立的稳。
We need to stand firm on the truth.
我们必须持守着这个真理。
And we must hold on to the truth.
我们必须向你支取这个资源。
Help us to ask you for the need.
来过一个蒙你喜悦的生活。
To live a life that is pleasing to you.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.